Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. Oh, Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success, say success.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. And we begin by giving you a blessing of reciting Durood Pak upon the Prophet of Allah صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. The Prophet of Allah, the final Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is reported to have said, "O people, indeed the one who will gain salvation quickly from the terrors and the accountability on the Day of Judgment will be the one who sent abundantly salat upon me in this world." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever you hear a blessing of reciting Durood Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "in abundance," then the pious predecessors have put a figure to that. And the figure that they have put that is in relation to the Muslims that were in the Battle of Badr, i.e. 313. So in abundance, if you recite Durood Pak 313 times a day, then inshaAllah azza wa jal, whenever you hear that these are the blessings of reciting in abundance, then inshaAllah azza wa jal, you'll be amongst them. And here the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that we will receive quick salvation from the terrors and the accountability on the Day of Judgment if we make a habit of reciting Durood Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 313 times. We've said it many times before. Who knows that one extra Durood Pak that we recite today might make all the difference. Viewers of Madhijal, in today's weekly Ishtama, we're going to talk about an individual in our lives that we all have. Nobody can say that they do not have this person in their life. Some people only have them for a short period of time. Some people have them for all of their own lives. Some people have them for a certain period of time. Only Allah knows what is in our destiny, how long this particular person will stay with us. And today we're going to talk about the rank, the status of our mother. A mother is a precious gift. The rank of the mother is explained in the Quran and Hadith, and inshallah we're going to go and talk about that a little bit later on as well. The one who obeys his mother will be successful in attaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. A mother is a person who will sacrifice her rest to ensure that her children gain sufficient sleep and rest. She will spend the entire night putting her children to sleep by patting them constantly and not worrying at all about her sleep. She will shed tears and quivers when she sees the children fall ill. She herself will feel the pain. In the winter, she will stay up all night and tend to her ill children. She will go to the best doctors and try to get the best medicine for her children, sacrificing her own health for the sake of her children. A mother to her children is like a tree that provides shade. She will bear the heat of the summer while shading the children. She will sit in the sun and put her children in the shade. She will do her utmost to prevent her children from facing any difficulty. And the mother will take out loans to fulfill her children's needs. After the death of her husband, a mother does not allow her children to wander from door to door. A mother bears the pains and difficulties of pregnancy and birth. She raises children to become good people. She's happy to sacrifice her portion of food for her children. And she finds joy in this despite falling asleep on an empty stomach. She gives her children a warm bed, and yet she will sleep on a cold floor. A mother becomes restless if she sees the children afflicted with difficulty. A mother will never leave her children, no matter how ill they are, whatever disabilities they have. A mother is affectionate, loving, caring, even towards disobedient children. A home without a mother seems empty and deserted. The one who serves his mother, viewers of Mother Channel, is the person that will live in peace and serenity. For a family to respect and serve the mother will lead them to paradise. And as such, it is necessary for children to keep their mother happy. It is not possible for one to duly fulfill all the rights according to them. No matter what you do, in your life, you can never see that I fulfilled the rights of my mother. So nobody can ever say that they've done enough for their mother. A companion said to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there was a path full of hot stones, such that if meat was to be placed on them, that meat would become cooked. So you can imagine how hot we are talking here. And this companion said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I carried my mother on my back and I traveled upon these stones for 6 miles, approximately 9.6 kilometers, have I fulfilled the rights of my mother? Have I fulfilled the rights of my mother by carrying my mother on my back, walking on hot stones? They're so hot that if you put meat on them, they would cook. To understand the status and the rank of the mother, listen to the reply that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, perhaps, he emphasized, maybe they sufficed for a single moment of pain your mother felt when she gave birth to you. Maybe one instant of pain that mother bared in giving birth to you, maybe, just maybe, even then it's no guarantee, just maybe you fulfilled that amount. Allahu Akbar. From this we understand that if someone was to travel 6 miles on hot stones, carry the mother on the hot, on their back over them hot stones, and you think that you fulfilled your rights of your mother, you've not even fulfilled the rights of one instance, one iota of pain that your mother felt when she gave birth to you. Allahu Akbar. And it's because of that we can see the rank that the mother has in Islam. Her mothers can take her children to the rank of sainthood. Allahu Akbar. Her prayers can bring good fortune to her children. Her prayers in favor of children are accepted. The prayers of a mother lead to endless success. Her prayers are means of attaining the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Her prayers are a means of forgiveness. The prayers of a mother are a means of being free from difficulties and worries. And yet, unfortunately, we're not bothered about that. Do we get the prayers of our mothers? We'll go to pious people and say, Hazur, please do dua for me. We'll go to the Imam Sahib, Hazur, please do dua for me. But do we ever go to our mother and say, Mother, please do dua for me. My mother, please tell me that you're happy with me. If there's anything that I've wronged, then please forgive me. Do we ever think in that manner? Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Ahmad Rahmatullah Ta'ala mentions that he heard his father say that an old woman went to Sayyidina Ibn Makhlad Rahmatullah, and he said to him that the Romans have imprisoned my young son. I have a small house and no wealth other than this, so I cannot sell it. Therefore, can you tell someone to pay the ransom and free my son? I no longer feel peace during the day, nor can I sleep at night. Sayyidina Ibn Makhlad comforted her and said, Dear lady, go, I will try and solve your issue. The narrator said that when the woman left, he lowered his head, sat down and began to whisper some words. After some time, the old woman returned along with her son. She said, Alhamdulillah, my son has returned safely and wishes to explain his journey. Thus the son came closer and he said, I was with a group of prisoners in the Roman king's prison. The king owned many great gardens. He would send us to work in these gardens and we returned to the prison camp in the evening. After returning from work one day, the shackles on my feet suddenly fell off. The narrator explained, the day the shackles broke off was the same day the old lady went to Sayyidina Ibn Makhlad and asked him to supplicate for her son. The guards asked me, I, the son of the old lady, did you break the shackles? I replied, no, they broke by themselves. The guards became confused and told the commander what had happened. The commander also became confused. He ordered an ironsmith to place new shackles around my feet. I only walked a couple of steps when this new pair of shackles broke as well. Everyone became amazed. They called upon the religious leaders and explained the entire situation. After listening to the explanations, the monks asked me, is your mother alive? Hello. Is your mother alive? I replied in the positive. Then the monks turned to the onlookers and said, Allah Azza wa Jalla has accepted his mother's prayers. The guards responded, if Allah Azza wa Jalla has freed you, how can we imprison you with these shackles? Upon seeing this, the Romans freed me and reunited me with the Muslims. Thus the dua of the mother, of his mother, and the blessings of Ibn Makhlad freed this young man. The dua of your mother. The dua of your mother. Do we... Guava mother. How many of us have achieved that success? And it is a success that your mother has done dua for you. The mother has done dua for your forgiveness. The mother has done dua for your success. You know, I remember there was a person, and people used to say all sorts of things about him. Oh, he's very stingy, he doesn't do anything, he doesn't spend his money, he's very tight-fisted, this and that. And I remember someone also said that that person, no matter what you say about him, no matter how you curse him, no matter what you say about him, that person will always be successful in his life. And someone said, how can you be so sure? How can you be so sure that this person, he's not an educated person, he's not a professional person, he's not a successful person, how can you be sure that that person will be successful? And he said, because he cared for his parents, and they heard him doing dua, his mother doing dua for him. And lo and behold, throughout his life, he never faced any difficulties. He became a wealthy man, and you know, before he passed away, he distributed his wealth amongst his children, and they have enough wealth that, you know, it lasts them their lifetime. And all this, the people said that, knowing that this is the blessing, the dua of his mother. And we don't value it now, do we? Do we seek that dua? You know, want that dua? You know, we'll travel hundreds of miles, we'll go up and down the motorway to find a pious person and ask him to do dua for us. But do we ever go and say, my mother, please do dua for me, I'm facing this difficulty. My mother, I'm facing a problem, please do dua for me. We'll go on and visit pious people. I'm not saying don't do it, there is benefits in visiting. But you have your mother at your home, through whom your du'as can be accepted, through whom your problems can be erased, through whom your life can be made easy. Yes, travel up and down the country, travel around the world to meet these pious people and ask them to do du'a for you. But first and foremost, look at your mother and visit your home. And sit down with your mother. Sayyidina Imam Ahmad Ibn Hajar al-Maki al-Shafi Rahmatullah ta'ala reports that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the night of ascension, I saw people hanging from branches of fire. Hanging from branches of fire. So I asked, O Jibreel, who are these people? Allahu Akbar. Jibreel replied, these are the people who would speak ill of the mothers and the fathers in the world. These are the people who would speak ill of the mothers and the fathers in this dunya. Are there such unfortunate people that speak ill of the mothers and the fathers? Unfortunately, there are. It is reported that when people who disobeyed their parents are buried, the grave squeezes them to the extent that the ribs become entwined with each other. Your ribs overlap each other and crush each other. The rank and the status of the parents can be gauged from the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal commands us. And we know this, Allah Azza wa Jal commands us to worship in the Quran. Worship Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran. But He also commands us to be caring and kind to our parents. Allah Azza wa Jal states in part 15, verse 23 and 24 of Bani Israel, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman. And your Lord has commanded not to worship anyone except Him. And treat parents with kindness. If one of them or both of them reach old age in front of you, do not even say uff to them, and do not scold them, and speak to them words of respect, and spread for them the arm of humbleness with a soft heart. And do dua to Allah, that, O Allah, have mercy on them both, just as Thee brought me up in my childhood. Allahu Akbar. With regards to this, the verse of the Quran, Mufti Muhammad Nimuddin Murabadi Ramatullah Tala states, that when parents become weak and have no strength in their limbs, they turn to the children, similar to how their children turned to them when they were powerless. Do not say anything that will make them think they are a burden upon you. Do not complain about them, nor raise your voice when speaking to them. Do not shout at them. Speak to them with the utmost respect, like a slave speaks to his master. Be soft and humble before them, and always show love and affection, for they raise you with love and compassion at your time of need. Do not display stinginess in spending on their needs. In summary, no matter how good one is towards his parents and how much one serves them, the rights of the parents can never be fulfilled. That is why a person should ask Allah Azza wa Jal to shower his mercy and bounty upon them, saying, O my Lord, my services can never equal the favors upon me. So have mercy upon them and recompense them for their favors. This is the status of your parents. Regarding this verse, Mufti Naimuddin Warambadik also goes on to say, the ways in which you can treat your parents as well are as follows. Love them from the depths of your heart. Be respectful and humble with them. Address them with words of respect. Strive to please them. Do not hold back your precious wealth from them. Act upon their will when they pass away. Convey reward to them by reciting the Quran and giving to charity. Pray for their forgiveness. Visit their graves on a weekly basis. And another way of being good towards parents is that if they sin or are involved with misguided sex, then with great gentleness, try to rectify them. Call them towards the path of piety and encourage them to adopt correct beliefs. In short, views of Malik Shah, if one was to serve his parents his entire life, it would not make up for the favors upon them. Just as the Quran views of Malik has encouraged us to respect our parents, we also find in the hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many hadiths that tell us the importance of respecting our parents. And inshallah, I'm going to share a few of them with you now. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahu Akbar. When a child looks at their parents with mercy, Allah Azza wa Jal grants them the reward of an accepted Hajj. Allahu Akbar. How hard is it to perform the Hajj? And when you perform the Hajj, how do you know your Hajj is accepted? We don't. You may have performed Hajj once, twice, 5, 10, 30 times. Can you guarantee me that any of your Hajj were accepted? No, you cannot. But the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying to us that you will get the reward of an accepted Hajj if you look at your parents with mercy. And then the companions, they went on to say, Ya Allah, you know, this is the beauty of the companions. The companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam being there, they could ask these questions. Ya Rasulullah, even if we look at them 100 times a day, 100 times a day, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, Allah Azza wa Jalla is the greatest and purest, meaning Allah Azza wa Jalla has the power over anything. He can record anything that he likes. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever spent the morning in obedience to his parents, two gates of paradise are open for him. If one of his parents are alive, then one gate of paradise is open. Whoever spent the morning in disobedience, listen to this, whoever spent the morning in disobedience to him, his parents, two gates of hell are open for him. And if one of his parents are alive, one gate of hell is open for him. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, a man asked, Ya Rasulullah, what rights do parents have over the children? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they are your paradise and they are your hell. They are your paradise and they are your hell. It is up to you. A man came to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said to him, Ya Rasulullah, who is the most deserving of my service, my good service, who is most deserving? And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, your mother. Then the man asked again, who after this? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, your mother. The man asked then, who after this? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again replied, your mother. The man asked again, who after this? And then the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, your father. Views of Manchan, we can see from this narration that the rank of the mother and the father is extremely high. If one is successful in keeping them happy, it is a means of success in this world and the hereafter. But upsetting them is an act that leads to the hellfire. You know, today's world, we want to define success. Success is if I've got a bank balance that's 6 figures. Success is if I've got X number of properties. Success is if I've got a beautiful car. Success is if I've got, you know, the ideal family. Success is, you know, these are all the things that we deem as being successful in this dunya. We're on that ranking of success. We're on that table of success where it says, do these things and you will be successful. We're on that table of success. Is it pleasing your parents? We're on that table of success. Is it serving your parents? We're on that table of success. Is looking after your parents? We're on that table of success. Is getting the dua of your parents? That is success. But unfortunately, we don't realize this. And we learn from the last hadith that I quoted, that the rights of the mother are greater than the father.
Who has more rights over you? Your mother, and then your father.
Are our parents pleased with us?
That's a question I need to ask, you need to, we all need to ask. Are our parents happy with us? Do we speak with them gently? Do we obey the permissible commands? Do we fight and argue with them? Do we abuse them? Do we consider them a burden? Do we become arrogant when helping them? Do we glare when they tell us off?
Or are we the coolness of the mother's eyes? Do we respect her? Do we ask her to pray for us? Remember, the prayers of the mother are accepted quickly. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported to have said, the prayer of a mother in favor of her children is accepted quickly. It was to ask as to why is this case, to which the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, a mother is kinder in comparison to a father, and the dua of mercy is never rejected. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The renowned spiritual guide and leader of Ahlus Sunnah Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, may Allah Azza wa Jal keep his shadow upon us, the founder of Dawat Islami, without which I would not be here, this channel would not be here. He states in his booklet, Oceanic Dome, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he once prayed to Allah, O Lord, O my Rabb, show me my companion in paradise. Show me who my companion will be in paradise. Allah Azza wa Jal said to him, go to so-and-so city, and so-and-so butcher will be there, and he will be your companion in paradise. Thus Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he went to the butcher, and the butcher invited him in for a meal in his home, and he didn't recognize him. And when they sat to eat, he placed a large basket next to him, and he would place two morsels of food inside it and eat one himself. Then there was a knock at the door, and the butcher went to see who it was. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam looked to see what was inside the basket, and he saw a very old man and a very old woman. When they saw Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they began to smile. They testified to his prophethood, and they passed away instantly. Allahu Akbar. The butcher returned and saw that his parents had passed away. He kissed Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and said to him, that you are a prophet. You are the prophet Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, how did you know this? How did you know this? Listen to this. The man responded, my parents would make the following dua every day. O Allah, grant us death at the feet of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now that they have suddenly passed away, I understand that you are Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And the butcher continued, that when my mother would finish eating, she would become happy and she would make the following dua for me. She said, O Allah, make my son the companion of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in paradise. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam congratulated him and said, Allah Azza wa Jalla made you my companion in paradise. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. How? Through serving the parents. Through looking after them, old, frail parents. Unfortunately, nowadays, I don't know if it's too harsh a word, but we discard our parents. You know, I've got my life to live. I want to live my life. I don't want to be burdened with my parents. Why should I have to look after my parents? I want to go here and there. I don't want to have to look after them. And rather than having children arguing with each other, that I want my mother with me, I want my mother with me, I want my mother with me, the arguing with them that I don't want my mother, it's your turn now, it's your turn now, it's your turn. The parents become a burden for them. Do you think you will be successful in this dunya if you do that? How can you contemplate being successful in this world if this is how you treat your parents? That you consider your parents a burden? How many times people say that my parents did nothing for me? My parents didn't give me the education I wanted. My parents didn't give me the resources that I wanted. My parents didn't give me the money that I wanted. The parents didn't give me the wedding that I wanted. The parents didn't give me my holiday that I wanted. If they give you none of that,
If they give you none of that, we hear at the beginning that if you were to walk 6 miles carrying your mother on your back, even then perhaps the pain that your mother has suffered for you, you cannot compensate for that. Who are you to say this about your mother? Who are you to say this about your parents? And you see it. You see it, viewers of Mother Channel, that those people that do not respect their parents, only Allah knows what will happen to them in their afterlife. But you see in this dunya, that very rarely are they successful. Very rarely are those people successful that discard their parents, that do not look after their parents, that they feel that their parents are a burden for them, that they feel that their parents have done nothing for them. I can only feel sorry for those people who think that about their parents. The words I would like to say about them, I can't say them about them here. How dare an individual speak to their parents about that? How dare they look after their parents like that? How dare they treat the parents like them, scold the parents? I've heard of parents that have said to us that the children have hit them. Astaghfirullah. Do you think you'll be successful in this dunya by hitting your mother or your father? Do you think you'll be successful in this dunya by swearing at your mother or your father? Do you think you'll be successful in this dunya by withholding things from your mother and your father, taking advantage of them? The things that are happening out in society today where people are abusing their mother, abusing their father, are beyond belief. And I cannot mention the things that are happening out there. And it's unbelievable that, is this what we've become? That this is how we're treating our parents? This is the respect that we give to them? This is the love that we give to them? We need to learn the adab, the etiquettes, the status, the maqam of our parents, of our mother, of our father. If you want to be successful in this dunya, then learn the rights of your parents. What happens is, unfortunately, we think that I have this right, I have that right, I have that. But what about the right that your parents have over you? That your neighbors have over you? Your children have over you? Your spouse have over you? Your co-workers have over you? Do you know what they are? Today we're talking about the parents. Do you know what your rights, your parents have over you? We want, what about what my responsibilities are? Sayyidina Bayazid Bistami Rahmatullah Ta'ala, he states that during a severely cold night, my mother asked for a glass of water. So I filled with the water and went to her. He filled the water and he went to her. And when he went to her, she'd fallen asleep. She'd fallen asleep. But he thought to himself that maybe my mother will wake up. So he held on to the glass. He held on to the glass the whole night. And it was a severely cold night. And whilst he was waiting, his hand shook. And water came out and ran down the side. And when it ran down the side, it was so cold that water turned to ice. And when the water turned to ice, it went between his finger and the glass, and his finger stuck to the ice. And then in the morning, when his mother woke up and he gave the mother the glass, his skin came away from his fingers. And blood came out of his fingers. And when the mother asked him, "My son, what were you doing?" And the son said that, "My mother, I brought the water for you. You'd fallen asleep. I didn't think it right to move from here. So I stayed here all night just in case that you wanted the water. And that's why this happened to me." And the mother did the dua. Wa Allahu Akbar. Fortunate are those people that have this dua. Oh Allah. Oh Allah, I am pleased with him. So you become pleased with him too. He's one, hasn't he? Today we remember his name. He did many other things, but this event that took place, we remember it, we relate it, we learn from it. And this is his success. If he had done nothing else in his world and he just did this, he would be successful, inshallah, azza wa jalla. But do we even think about this? Our parents ask for a glass. Get it yourself, mom. I ain't got time. Can you not see I'm busy? Can you not see I've got my social media account to look at? I've got this message to reply to. Can you not see I'm watching this film? I'm watching this drama. Can you not see I'm watching that I'm doing this? Your mother asks you to take the rubbish out. Your mother asks you to go and buy something from the shop. Your mother asks you to do something and you blatantly refuse. Not only do you refuse, you abuse. You abuse your parents in the way you... What are you doing? Why are you asking me? Can you not ask somebody else? Can you not go yourself? I mean, you got two legs. Why aren't you walking? I haven't got time for this. Can you not see I'm busy? Stop. Is this how you're going to measure your success in this dunya? Alama, Maulana, Sardar Ahmad Qadri Chishti, Rahmatullah Ta'ala, was born in East Punjab in 1321. He passed away on the 1st of Shaban, 1382. His childhood was different to that of a normal children. He had an interest in religious matters from an early age. When he was able to walk, he would go to the masjid with his father and pray. He was fond of reciting zikr and poetry in the praise of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the reasons he attained greatness was because of his mother's prayers. His mother would often say, "My son will become a great personality. My son will become great." She would also say, "Your name is Sardar, leader. May Allah make you a leader in religion in this world." Thus it came to pass that the world became a witness that his mother's prayers were answered for her great son, and Allah Azza wa Jal made him a leader. The du'as of the parents. We must learn to become the coolness of the eyes and please them. And ask them to do du'a for us. Ask them to do du'a that, "Oh Allah, make my child a hafiz, make my child a preacher, make my child a scholar, a mufti." Allahu Akbar. There is... If their du'as are accepted, then that's your key, isn't it? That is your key. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was going up the steps on the minbar, and he went on three steps, and each step he said, "Ameen." And when he came down, the companion said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, today we have seen something unique, something different." And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam exclaimed on one step, he said, "The Hazrat Jibreel sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to me, and he said, woe unto him whose parents attain an old age, but that person does not achieve paradise. Woe to him." And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ameen to that." Who is making the dua? Sayyidina Hazrat Jibreel sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And who is doing ameen to the dua? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That person is ruined, that person is cursed. Woe to him, he's a waste. Whose parents attain an old age, and through them he does not achieve paradise. In the hadith we heard early on, they are your paradise, they are your hell, they are your opportunities. Rather than our parents being a burden upon them, you should see them as your keys to paradise. You should see them as your opportunity to get to paradise. I know someone I met, and the father was, alhamdulillah, a very healthy person. A very active and healthy person. And then unfortunately he had an accident. And he was bedridden for 6 years. 6 years he was bedridden and eventually passed away. He never spent a single night without one or two sons sleeping on the floor next to the bed, just in case the father wanted any. And the eldest son once, he said, that we are lucky. And I said to him, "You know, your father's on the bed, how can you say that you're lucky?" He said, "Our father never asked us for a glass of water. Only now have we got the opportunity to serve our father. Only now have we got the opportunity to look after our father." Allahu Akbar. Would we have that similar mindset? Would we think about that as well? Unfortunately, nowadays we complain. All we do is complain. "I wanted to go to that school. I wanted to go to that college. I wanted to go to that university. I wanted them clothes, I wanted them shoes, I wanted them trainers, I wanted them jacket. I wanted to get married there, they didn't want me to get married there. I wanted this, I want, all of these things that you wanted." And just because your parents could not provide for you for whatever reason, you think that they are wrong? You know, a lot of people, they disrespect the parents because they think that the parents don't know. The parents don't understand me. The parents don't know what I'm going through. Remember this, you may say, and I may agree with you for the sake of the argument, that you may know more than your parents. Okay, but one thing is for sure, your parents have seen more than you. Because they've lived longer than you. They've seen more than you. So we shouldn't discard them, discard their experience, discard their life and think, "Oh, well, what do they know?" Even if your parents don't know, does not give you a right to disrespect them. They may be completely illiterate. They may not be able to read or write. They may be so simple that they do not understand the way of the world. You may be the high-tech wizard. You may be a professor, you may be a degree holder, you may be a master's degree, PhD, you may be a successful business, and your parents and your what you class as being successful, they have none of that. Doesn't give you a right to disrespect them. Your job is still to respect them. What has happened to us, viewers of the channel? Why have we gone in this direction that we're heading in? You know, this misuse of social media, this misuse of all of these things, do we not think that what we sow, we will reap? Definitely. Today, what we sow will happen to us. Ask yourself, do you want your children doing to you what you did to your parents? A story I've related many times before, I'll relate it again. That there's a father, he was old, he was getting ill. And he was staying up at night, and the children never cared for him. They would make him sit in the corner and eat there. They never took him out. They never gave him any time. They never spent time with him. You know, our elders, they don't really need anything of you. They don't want your money. They don't want your wealth. They don't want your clothes. They don't want your gold. They don't want all that. What do they want? Your time. That's all they want. Your time. That's all they're asking from you. Now, this unfortunate father, he never got not only his son's time, but his grandchildren's time. They never had that time. And one day, his son said to him, "The father, I'll take you out." The father was shocked. "You want to take me out?" "Yes, father, I'm going to take you out." "Dad, I can't. My son, I can't walk. I've been bedridden for a long time. I can't walk." "Don't worry, dad. I'll carry you on my shoulders." Allahu Akbar. So the father, you know, is so happy that my son's going to carry me on his shoulder. "Where are we going, son?" "We're going to the park." "Okay." So they went to the park. And in the middle of the park, there was a river. And over the river, there was a bridge. And when the son got to the middle of the bridge, he lifted his father off and threw him in the river. The father passed away. Many years later, that same son who threw his father in the river, now he was old. Now he was bedridden. And his children weren't caring for him. And one day, his son said to him, "Dad, come on, I'll take you out." And like his father, he was shocked. And he agreed. But he said to his son, "I can't walk." "Don't worry, Dad, I'll carry you on my shoulders." And they were walking towards the park. They were walking towards the bridge in the middle of the park. And the father, that same father who threw his father in the river, said to his son, "My son, I know what you're going to do. I know what you're going to do." And the son shivered and said, "Dad, what do you mean? How do you know what I'm going to do?" And he said, "You're going to throw me in the river." The son was even more shocked. "How is it possible that he knew this? How do you know that, Dad?" "Because I did the same thing to my dad." Now the son realized the error of his ways. And he took his father home and cared for him. But do we? What goes around will come around. If you do not respect your parents, if you do not look after your parents, if you do not care for your parents, do you think your children will care for you? They're watching you. They're watching your every move. They're watching you how you're treating their grandparents. Everything you do is registering their mind. And that will be exactly how they will treat you. As children, we need to learn to respect and look after our children. Look after our parents. And if our parents ever, for whatever reason, they have an argument, they get a fight, then we should not get involved. We should not take sides. Let them deal it. Don't hurt the feelings of the father. Don't hurt the feelings of the mother. Respect our parents. Look after our parents. And then be fearful. You know, I said in the same way that your dua of the mother can be accepted, we should also be fearful that if a mother does a bad dua for us, if we upset our mothers, if we cause pain to our mothers and then they do a dua for us, then what will happen? It's narrated that in the book Call to Righteousness, a book written by Mulana Ilyas Attar Qadri, the founder of Dawah Islami, may Allah Azza wa Jal keep his shadow upon us. He writes in there that Sayyidina Allama Kamaluddin Damiri Rahmatullah reports that a scholar had a severed leg. The people asked him how this had happened. So he explained. He said it's because of his mother's dua against him. When I was a child, I caught a bird and I tied a rope to its leg. Despite the bird flew out of my hand and got stuck in a crack in the wall. The rope on the bird's leg was sticking out of the hole in the wall and I heartlessly pulled the rope. The bird fell out of the hole, but its leg was cut. When my mother saw this disturbing scene, she said, "May Allah Almighty cut your leg just as you have cut the leg of this helpless creature." After some time, I traveled to Bukhara to gain knowledge, and as I was traveling, I fell off my ride and was severely injured. When I reached Bukhara, the doctors treated the wound, but I was still in pain. In the end, my leg was amputated. The badwas of our parents on one side, the duas of our parents on the other side. Views of the channel, I hope in today's short beyond, we've learned something about the status, the rank of our mother. Our parents are our heaven, our parents are our hell. If we serve our parents and our parents are happy with us, then inshallah we'll be successful not only this world but in the hereafter as well. And how lucky is that individual? Allahu Akbar. How lucky is that individual? If only we understand how lucky that individual is that receives the fortunate du'as of the parents, especially the du'a of the mother. And remember this, as we said right at the beginning, that no matter what you do, you can live 100 years and serve your parents for 100 years. You'll never be able to compensate the favors that they bestowed upon you. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, if I said anything wrong, may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive me. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah give me and you the ability to think about what I said, to serve our parents in the manner that they should be served, to love and respect them as they should be loved and respect them. And I pray for all of us that if our parents are not happy with us, then Allah make us perform those acts that make our parents happy with us. Jalla, we don't want our parents to leave this dunya not happy with us. I remember a brother said to me that on the day that his father passed away, his father said to him, literally an hour before he passed away, he was in the emergency ward of hospital. And his father said to him, "My son, I love you. I love you, my son." And afterwards, when his father passed away, he said that whatever I've achieved in this world, that one sentence is my success. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah grant us success from our mothers and our fathers in the same way that that brother got success from his father. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
O Muballigh, for you smile.